never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I wanna fall in love. No, I wanna fall in love with you.
Y'all, hello, good evening, one and all, from us here in the UK on this sunny evening, quite warm today, quite nice, but we've only got it for 5 days apparently, and then it's going to do something else again, whatever. But we've been told to make the best of it because it might be the only summer we get. Oh dear. Never mind. You know, these things come to try us, don't they? And hasn't it been just that trying for the last 3 years now? Very trying for everybody. You know. And it used to be an old adage, didn't it? You know, the people used to talk about somebody they didn't like. And it used to be like, yeah, he's very trying, you know, or she's very trying, yeah. But, oh, my God, what? Are we, well, we're going to get over this. We are. Because we've got shows like this that bring people together, make people happy, you know. And our loved ones, no matter where they are, either on the earth plane or in spirit, want us all to remain as happy as possible, yeah? And they'll do their best to implicate that for us. Okie dokie. Right, we've got 4 people in the call queue at the moment. My mother would have been 95 years of age today, yeah? So happy birthday, Mom. There you go. All right, we're going to say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
How are you, Tina? Lovely to have you here again. Okay, all right, we're going to make a start then, ladies and gents. And line one is Holly.
Hi.
Good evening, my darling. How can I help?
Anything you pick up on is fine.
Okay. Holly, I feel happiness. I feel happiness.
That's good.
I feel happiness around you. Why do I feel happiness around you?
I'm not sure, because I'm able to pay my bills now. I don't know.
Okay. I feel secureness around you as well. I feel so you feel I feel a lot more secure than what you did. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm feeling a lot. I feel as though you feel as though you're on top of the world right now. Okay. You feel as though you're on top of the world right now, sweetheart. All right. And this is what spirit want from you. They feel as though they want you to feel like this. Okay. They do want you to feel like this because they feel as though it could bring a lot more out of you, feeling like you are doing, okay?
Yeah.
To me, with the way that you are at this precise minute, sweetheart, they want you to feel as though nothing's against you and you don't want any negativity around you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel as though you've got rid of some negativity in your life. Would you understand that?
Brian.
Okay, all right. You've got rid of him. Right, okay. No, because I feel as though since you've got rid of the negativity in your life, sweetheart, I feel as though you feel as though you can control what's going on inside of you. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Holly, would you understand that you're still waiting for that phone call, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're telling you not to bank your hopes on it because I feel as though there was a phone call going to come to you, but I feel as though somebody's changed their minds about something. Okay. I do feel as though somebody's changed their minds about something. I don't know if it's to do with this phone call or whether it's around you. Okay.
Is it a job? Is it a job or a guy?
I think it's a job.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I do feel there's a guy around you as well. I do feel as though there's a young man around you. Okay, well, I'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel as though the job that you have got now is one that you're going to get far with. I don't understand what they mean by that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the job that you've got now is one you're going to get far with, all right? Because I feel as though... people around you have taken to you really, really well. Okay, the people that you work with, I feel as though have taken to you really, really well. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel as though these people at one time are going to need some help with something. I don't know what it is, but I do feel as though somebody's going to come and talk to you in confidence. Okay. I feel as though there's something, somebody else around you is very happy. Would you understand that as well, please?
I'm not sure who.
Okay. Just keep an eye out for that. Just keep an eye out for
okay.
it, okay? All right. Just keep an eye out for it. Because I do feel as though there's somebody else around you going to give you some news as well. I don't know who it's going to be, but I do feel as though somebody around you is going to give you some news as well. Okay, so I do feel as though you've got some news coming your way still. All right. Regarding this fella, I feel as though there is a fella in the pipeline somewhere. I do feel as though you might have been talking to him. Okay, or you already know him. Would you understand that, please?
The only one that comes to mind is Joey.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Right, okay. So I do feel as though you've got a young man around you that's taking a very big interest in you. Would you understand that?
I'm not sure. No. They haven't said anything to me.
Okay, okay. I feel as though he's taking a very big interest into you. Okay. I do feel as though he's taking a very big interest to you. I do feel as though he's had a bit of a past with relationships as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So he has a bit of a past with relationships. I feel as though he's had some on the similar lines of the relationships that you've had. Excuse me for bringing it up, but I do feel I do feel as though it's something on the similar lines of you've had. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's been the other way around this time. It's been somebody who's been with him. But I feel as though it could be very nervous. I could feel as though it could be very nervous around it. Okay. Would you understand that?
Yes. I still don't know who it is for sure.
Okay. Okay. But I do feel as though there is a gentleman going to come into your life and he's going to be a lot more caring than other people were. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Feel as though he's going to be a lot more caring towards you. I do feel as though he's going to treat you like you're supposed to be treated, okay? Like a woman's supposed to be treated, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel as though also that your life's going to change. I feel as though your life's going to change, Holly, okay? I think it's more to do with your readings than anything else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though somebody's putting the name around, putting your name around for you. I do feel as though someone's actually putting a name around for you. So you need to sort of think about how powerful your readings are going to get. I feel as though, because I do feel as though you've got some powerful readings coming up, sweetheart. All right. I do feel as though said. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I do feel as though somebody's going to come through, give you a very powerful, you're going to give somebody a very powerful reading, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you've given anybody one yet, but I do feel as though there's going to be one coming up, either you've done one, and somebody's taken on board of what you've just said to them. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is how I'm feeling, darling. I'm feeling as though somebody being given a reading and they feel a lot of overwhelmment, okay? I feel as though there's a lot of overwhelmment coming over them, all right?
Uh-huh.
I do feel as though you're getting stronger with your readings. I do feel as though you're getting stronger with your readings, sweetheart, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
They're saying to me, they feel as though you're an ambassador for spirit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've been doing this such a long time, Holly. I understand that sometimes you can get really tired over it, with it. Yeah, everybody does. but they feel as though they're giving you more strength as well, darling. Okay, I don't know whether you feel as though you've been given more strength.
Yes,
okay.
I've noticed.
They're giving you more strength to do what you have to do. Okay. Would you understand, Holly, that you've got a decision to make, please?
Yeah.
Okay. This decision is going to be some sort of a catch-22 situation. Would you understand that as well, please?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the decision is.
Right, okay. Just keep an ear out for it or an eye out for it, please, because I feel that you're going to have to make a very big decision as well. Okay. I don't know what the decision's going to be, but I do feel as though there's a decision coming up for you. All right, sweetheart. So please keep an eye out for that or keep an ear out for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do feel as though you've got a pretty good week coming up next week as well. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though you're going to be intermixing with your job and readings. Okay. So I feel as though you've got a reading book next week that you're going to be, this is the powerful reading I feel as though you're going to give. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though this is going to be the powerful one that you give, and I do feel as though this is the one that is going to be having an effect on people. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. There she goes. So Holly should be back a little later, maybe. Right. Let's see where we are. Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Thank you, Dan. Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help, darling?
Whatever message you have for spirit for me, please, will be
Okay. Deep, would you understand
thank
that you feel a bit more sure of yourself, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Spirit want you to keep on the path that you're going. Would you understand what path that is, please?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to keep on going on that path because they feel as though it's going to lead you somewhere. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that you've been given an offer this week, please?
offer. No, I applied last week. I applied for 2 roles actually.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. They are permanent roles.
Okay, sweetheart. Just keep an ear out for that and an eye out for that. So I feel as though you're going to get an offer of some sort. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Deep, would you understand you've had a meaningful conversation with Little Man this week, please?
Yeah, I do.
Right, okay. Because what you've said to, I feel as though what you've said to Little Man this week, I feel as though he feels a bit more secure about himself. I feel as though he's a bit more understanding of what's going on. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. I do feel as though he's taken on board of what you've said to him. And I feel as though he's giving him a bit more of a calmer attitude, sweetheart. Okay. The things that you're doing for him, he's actually understanding of what you're doing for him now. Because I think the more he's getting to know what's going on and the more things that he knows that you know, is giving him more of a feeling of secure, being secure, okay? Would you understand, Deep, that there's been some sort of emotion around you this week as well, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You need to let that emotion out, I've been told to tell you. Okay. That emotion needs to come out because you've been feeling as though you just want to sit there and break down in tears, I'm being told. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. They're saying to me, please can you let that emotion out because it will be good for your soul, okay? It will be good for you, okay, to let some emotion out because it's anger and it's frustration that's coming to the surface that's making you feel like you are. Okay. They're saying to me also that the powerful beings are always around you. Would you understand what that means, please? Okay. Because there is powerful beings around you. Okay, sweetheart. I do feel that. And I feel as though also that there's not just a lady and gentleman, but I feel there's another lady around you as well. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel as though there's 2 ladies and 1 gentleman around you. Okay. I do feel as though it's them that's giving you inspiration to carry on. It's them that's giving you the ideas that's coming into your gut. Because I feel as though you've had a lot of ideas coming into your gut. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Some of these ideas that you've got going in your gut, you need to run with, I'm being told to tell you. Okay. I've got to say to you, the forefront of the ideas that's come into your gut is the ones that you've got to really think about. Would you understand what I mean, please?
No, but I'll think about it.
Okay, because there's some ideas that's come into your gut in the first place, which is the ideas that you've thought about without Spirit giving you a hand. There's some ideas that you've thought about. I'm being told to tell you, it's these plans that you need to put into action. Would you understand what I mean by that, please?
Yes, probably.
Okay, because you've thought of some plans on your own, I've been told to tell you. Okay. The plans that you're thinking about the plans that you've thought of as your own is the plans that you need to run with, but the other feelings that you've got in your stomach is the ones that you need to put into these plans as well. I don't understand what they mean, but they said that you'll understand what they mean. Would you understand?
I will think about it. It's just maybe about focusing my energy into what I need to do.
Yeah, I think, because you've got to do what's best for you as well at the end of the day, Deep. Yes, I know you're thinking about little man, but you've got to start thinking your own feelings and start feeling about what you want to do at the end of the day and how to move forward with your life. Would you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sweetheart. You've got to... I've been told to tell you, you've got to do a lot of checking up. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Checking up, is it health check, like my eye test and
I feel as though it's checking up with the professionals that's in charge. Would you understand that?
I have stopped talking to them. I don't want to talk to them anymore.
Okay, because they're saying you need to do a checkup once in a while. But yeah, you need to get your health check as well, sweetheart. All right. I'm being told to tell you you've got to get your health check as well. You've got to start and think about yourself from now on. You've got to start to think about what's good for you, what's not good for you. Okay, because somewhat settling down and coming to the choices that you want to make, now's the time that you've got to think and look deeply into yourself. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You've got to look quite deep down inside yourself because I feel as though there's an answer to a question that you're looking for. Would you understand that, please?
I'll think about it.
Okay. They're saying the answer to the question that you're wanting to know is deep down within your heart, either that or deep down within your soul. Okay. These people are very, very powerful. They're very powerful. I feel as though they were powerful when they was on the earth plane as well. Okay. I do feel as though these people that are around you now were the people that were around you when you was younger. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying to me that I've got to tell you, I've got to tell you about the wise words that one of them gave you. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to think about them wise words and you've got to go on what them wise words mean. I don't understand why they're saying that, but you will, they're saying, okay, to get where you want to be, truly where you want to be, I've been told to tell you, you've got to go on them wise words that were given to you. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart.
You see my work being extended beyond end of June, or will there be a gap even if it's extended?
I feel as though it could be extended, sweetheart. I do honestly feel as though it could be extended. I do feel as though it could be extended for maybe another 6 months.
Okay. Will there be a gap in between, as in will I have to stop for a few weeks and then start again, or...
I don't see a gap, Deep, but I can't be too certain. Maybe there will. I can't see a gap at this precise minute, okay, but I feel as though they are going to extend it maybe for another 6 months because your employers, what you've got now, are really happy with the ideas and the things that you're putting forward to the company, okay. I do feel as though you can get on with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave. All right. Now, ladies and gents, before we move on, I must make apologies again for the poor lines there this evening. I don't actually know what's causing that at the moment. Tina's connection is quite strong, as I said, it's a bit choppy at times, but can't really figure that out either at the moment. But I think it's more to do with something in the studio, to be quite honest, because we've had a lot of interference the past couple of shows now. So something that they're working on in the background, no doubt. So we'll just persevere. So we're going to take a little break because our call queue is not very big this evening at the moment. So if we don't take breaks early, we're going to regret it later. No, okay. Right, now then, before we move on, we do have a wide variety of music that we can choose from. Yeah, we're not a jukebox, and the music has to be found for each show. So we don't have a jukebox that we can just automatically load a song. Yeah, it takes time to find a song and then put it into the studio. So if you want a particular piece of music, let us know. We can put it in the studio. It will stay there for you until such times as the studio gets too full of music. And then we delete them. Well, we have to occasionally delete them because let's say that we have what's called an archive, and when that archive gets too full, as with anything on a computer, everything starts to go a little slow, I don't know how many gigabytes that they give us for storage, but it's builds up as you pay, of course. So for each time that we pay, for each month that we pay, you get the a little bit more. So, you know, there's plenty of stories there. It's just that filling it up, we don't fill it up too much. And we've got a lot of stored shows there as well as music. So obviously you can imagine there's 2 years of shows in this studio alone. So, yeah. Okie dokie. All right then. Let's see where we are. Right, we should be with line 3 now, and that's Quinn.
Good evening, Your Majesty. Oh, my lady, how are you today?
I'm okay. I think I've got laryngitis coming on, but I'm all right.
Well, I don't know what you said. You think something's coming on?
I think I've got laryngitis coming on, but I think I'll be all right. I'm losing.
You say. Well, I hope it doesn't come on. Let's send it away. You must be able to speak when you
yeah.
want to.
I know. So how can I help, my darling?
You know, I was just reflecting on, you often tell me of the old ways. And it has come to my attention that I knew this, but I hadn't really been paying attention in this way. But the ones who are connected to the Yoruba, the Orishas, the from West Africa, also connected to East Africa, Kemet, Egypt. But the West Africa, the energy has been coming in very, 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 very strong. So with that said, I feel like that's partially what you've been saying to me. And anything you get around that and anything else that I should hear right now.
Okay. Well, can I first off say, in Your Majesty, thank you very much for that clarification. Okay. I do feel as though you are going to get a lot more powerful because there is a lot of energy coming from Africa and that way, because it's not just the heat that England's getting. I think feel as though it's bringing a lot of power as well. I do feel as though you are going to get an influx of power. Okay. I do feel also that you're going to get an influx of inspiration. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, say that again.
It's here. I'm feeling the inspiration.
Okay. I do feel as though it's not just inspiration from the people that are already around you. I feel also it's inspiration maybe from ancestors. Okay. I do feel, excuse me for saying this, Your Majesty, I don't mean any disrespect with it, but I do feel as though there's a tribal thing behind you. Would you understand that, please?
No offense taken, pride in my tribe, I'm good. Yes.
Okay, because I do feel as though there's a tribal ancestry behind you. Okay. I feel as though it's some sort of really powerful tribal ancestry. Would you understand anything like that, please?
Yes, that would be the Orishas.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Because I feel as though they're giving you the strength as well. I do honestly feel as though they're giving you the strength. I really understand that you want to try and keep going and try as many things as you want to. But people are still saying, please don't overexert yourself. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yes, and I'm not going to do more than I'm not going to overexert myself. They don't have to worry
okay.
about that.
Okay, because this is what they're saying. This is what they are actually saying. Okay. Would you understand that you thought of something that you can do that's very new?
I'm not sure about that yet.
Okay, keep that in your mind, because I feel as though you're going to think of something that you want to do that's very, very new, that you've somebody's not thought of before. Okay, I do feel as though it's to do with the tribal thing. I do feel as though it's to do with tribal things. Okay, but I do feel as though it's something that was in the tribe, but you're going to rearrange it and do something new with it. I don't understand what they're trying to tell me, but maybe you will as soon as it comes to you. Okay.
Actually, there is something that, now that you're saying that, yes, there is something that I need to, yeah, I was just thinking about it yesterday. I got it.
Right, okay. Thank you for that clarification as well. I do understand that this is something new that you're going to think about. It's going to be either in an artistic way or as some sort of design that you've got that you want to do. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. This is why they're giving you the power. This is why they're giving you the strength. Okay, because they want you to do something that's going to represent them. Okay, this is what they're saying to me. It's going to represent them. Would you understand that?
Yes, very clearly, yes.
Okay. My queen, would you understand that somebody around you is very, very proud of what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what I'm getting. Okay, somebody around you has been giving you a lot of praise or is saying what sort of magnificent work you're doing. I see you've got back into your dancing as well. I've seen you dance. I'm seeing you bringing up another dance as well. Would you understand that, please?
Yes. Again, West African. Yes, and I'm getting stronger in my movement. Yes, again. I would understand it.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, because this is what I'm feeling, my darling. This is what I'm feeling with the dancing and the strong movements you've got is also giving you the inspiration to do what you have to do with this new experiment or this new thing that you're going to design. Okay. My queen, why have they given me a stone that's oval? They're showing me a stone that's oval. I'm feeling as though it's a white stone that's oval. Would you understand a stone like that?
As soon as you said it, I knew it's a shell. It's a shell. It's a cowrie shell. And that's what it's a shell and it's oval. Yes,
yeah,
right
God.
On.
Oh, my God. Right, okay. Because they were showing me this. I've just got this image to show me an oval stone, a white oval stone. Okay.
That's what it is.
Say that again.
Beautiful.
Say that again, sorry, my queen.
I said beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Because this is, as soon as I knew what you were going to say, as soon as you said that, because they said you've got to describe this stone for you, and this is what they showed me. Okay, I'm also seeing blue. Is it blue topaz that you've got around you as well, please?
Sapphire and not topaz, maybe a piece or two, but I do have blue around me. But there's a connection with the blue and the white and the stone. There's a strong connection with that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, they're showing me this blue. I thought it was blue topaz, but obviously it's not. But they're showing me blue stone as well. Okay. They're showing me this blue one as well. They said, tell her about the blue stone. I thought it was blue topaz, to be honest, but excuse me for getting that bit wrong.
Oh, that's
but the blue. the showing me blue. So it must be in connection with this white stone as well. Would you understand that?
Yes, it's relating to the ocean, actually.
Right, okay, okay. Black onyx or black obsidian around you, please.
All right, I'll accept that.
Okay, they're showing me black. They're showing me either black obsidian or black onyx, okay, around you as well. They're saying that is your protection. Would you understand how to say that, please?
No, because I couldn't understand it. Was what you said was chopped up.
Okay, what do you understand that saying that the black is your protection, please?
I would understand that clearly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Because they're saying they're always around you. Would you understand that was some point in the night that you thought you heard a voice, please?
Probably. I hear a lot of things, so I'll say yes, and I'll say thank you, my lady.
Thank you very much, my queen. Thank you very much, my queen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, queen. Okay. Wonderful. We will take more breaks as the show goes on. So let's see where we are. Martha.
Hi, this is
good
Martha.
Evening.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
I was wondering what you pick up with on my love life.
Okay. Martha, would you understand that you're interested in a very special gentleman, please?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand that this gentleman is understanding of what you want to be in a relationship?
I hope so.
Okay. Because I feel as though this gentleman is a very understanding gentleman, sweetheart. Okay. I don't know whether you're talking to him or not talking to him, or whether you've met him or not met him. Okay. But I do feel as though within a relationship, I do feel as though you've got a gentleman coming into your life, or you have a gentleman in your life. Okay. I do feel as though this gentleman wants to be loving and caring around you as well. Okay. I do feel as though he wants to treat you like you're supposed to be treated. All right. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though this gentleman's going to treat you like a princess. I do feel as though as well he's got a very good paid job. I do understand that you're not bothered about that sort of thing. You just want the love and the life that you want to have, because I feel as though the things that's happened with you in the past has not been so good. Would you understand that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me for bringing that up, chat. I don't mean no. But I do feel as though you've got a lady and gentleman figure around you, darling. Would you understand a lady and gentleman figure in spirit, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like it's a grandfather and a grandmother spirit, darling. Okay. It's either that or it's a mother and father spirit. Okay. They're wanting what's best for you, they're telling me. Okay. They're saying that they've seen the long side of the struggles that you've had. They've seen everything that's been happening around you. Okay. And this is why they're trying to lead you on the path of righteousness. Would you understand what they mean by that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. They want to lead you on the path of righteousness, darling. Okay. They want you to know that things are going to want to get better for you. They want to pick everything up for you. All right, darling. They also understand that there's some struggles around you right now. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. They're coming to help you with these struggles, darling. Okay. They are coming to help you with these struggles, please, sweetheart. You've just got to let them near. You've got to let them in. Okay. Because also, at this precise minute, you're actually closed off. Would you understand that?
I would say I am right now.
Sorry?
I am right now.
Yeah. You've got to start opening your mind and opening your heart to let these spirit people in, please. Because they want to come and help you. Would you understand if I said to you, sweetheart, they want to help you with things on the spirit plane, what they couldn't help you with on the earth plane?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Would you understand why I've said that, please?
Yeah, I'm definitely going through a lot of struggles right now.
Okay. They're not wanting you to get upset, sweetheart. They're not wanting you to get upset, okay? But yes, crying is good for your soul, sweet. Okay, I'm being told to tell you. They also want you to know that they're there, okay? As I say, I can't make out as whether this is a mother and father figure or a grandmother and grandfather figure, okay? They're wanting you to know that... if I said to you, they want you to know that my little cherub's going to be okay, would you understand that?
I guess.
Would you understand that at any point, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They really are coming around you. They want you to know that they're there. Okay, this is why they're asking you to open your mind and open your heart to spirit. All right, darling. They are actually seeing you, what you want to do, but they feel as though, you feel as though you're not making any sort of headway with it. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, this is why they're going to bring happiness into your life. They say it. they're laughing as they said this. Tell her we've got that perfect young man sorted. Would you understand what they mean by that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're seeing all this. They wanted to make you giggle a little bit, darling, because I do feel as though they are doing their best to help you. They're saying that they're going to come down and give you some sort of inspiration because they feel... I don't really want to say this, but they want me to say it, okay? Please excuse me if I don't mean to upset you, but when I say this, darling, okay, it's not coming from me. It's coming from these spirit people. They're saying that they are knowing that you are not coming coming to terms with how they passed. Would you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay. Because they're not wanting you to get upset over this, darling. Okay. They're not wanting you to get upset. They want you to be happy because you know that they're there. Okay. And I've got to tell you, the things in life that you want, you know you've got to aim high for. Would you understand what they mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify what they mean by that, okay, they want you to start and pick yourself up and aim high for what you want. You have to reach your goals of what you want to be, okay? But I do see a young man coming into your life, all right, darling, and I do feel as though it could be maybe within the next 3 months. All right, darling. It could be longer than that, so don't quote me. But I do feel as though you've got your eye on somebody already. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand if I said to you, I feel as though you're very close to this man that you are wanting to be with, please?
Like, maybe. I don't know, really. I haven't met him.
Okay. Because I do feel as though this young man that you're going to be with, this man that's coming into your life, I do feel as though you're going to be quite close to him, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though he's going to be the one that gives you what you need and what you want. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel honestly that you are going to be a lot happier very, very soon. All right, my darling.
I hope so.
Yeah, you are. Because these people that are with you, this lady and gentleman figure that are with you, sweetheart, I do feel as though they are actually working for you. Okay. Martha, would you understand? They're showing me healing angels. They're showing me healing angels because they feel as though there's somebody around you or yourself that needs healing. Would you understand that, please?
Someone around me needs healing?
Yeah.
I do.
Right, okay. This is probably why they're sending the healing angels down to work with you as well, because they feel as though you're in need of healing, darling. All right? So just feel, if you start feeling a lot of warmth around you, please don't push it off. It's the healing angels that are going to be healing you. Okay? So if you see if you feel a sudden sweat coming on, please, please, please sit down and just let it ride through, okay? Would you, if that happens, please, would you understand to sit down and let it ride through, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do feel as though healing angels are coming down, sweetheart, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'll thank you for calling in, darling. And
Thank you. Please.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, darling, if you need another chat, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. That was quite a noisy one. I think some people, when they call in, they're actually driving. So we do get drivers on the motorway calling into this show. You know, we call it the motorway here. Don't worry about it. It means the freeway, yeah? Okay. Valerie.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How can I help, darling, please?
I have two things. I have a project that's going to be started on my home. I want to see what you see around that. I'm still waiting for the guy to get back.
Okay. I feel as though it's a very big project that's going on, going to be around your home. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being told a total refurbishment. Why am I being told a total refurbishment, darling?
Well, they're going to put in a retaining wall and redo a deck.
Right. Okay. I see it going very, very well, darling. I do see it going very, very well. The guy will get back in touch with you. I feel as though there's a lot of design going on. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though the guy will get back in touch with you when he's got the designs made out.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling as though this is going to be one really big project that's going to be giving you the upliftment that you need. I feel as though you need some upliftment, darling. Would you understand that, please?
Some more what?
Upliftment. It needs
upliftment?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a great that would be great because I've been wanting to get this done for a few years now.
Yeah, I do feel as though this is going to get done, darling. Okay, I do feel as though this is going to get done. All right. And I do feel as though the guy's going to get back to you as soon as he's got the designs going. Okay. Okay. I feel as though he's doing a lot of designing at the minute, because I feel this guy is a really good designer. Would you understand that, please?
I don't know yet. I'll find out.
Okay. I feel as though this guy was recommended as well. I feel as though this guy was recommended by somebody. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel as though this guy, the person that's recommended him, has given him a good review and has done some work for this other person that's recommended him. Would you understand that?
Well, they sometimes work together on different projects.
Okay. I'm seeing a beautiful design. I'm seeing a really beautiful design, darling. I really am seeing a beautiful design. They are giving me a beautiful design. I can't make out what the design is. But they're giving me a beautiful design, sweetheart. One I feel as though you're going to be really impressed with. Okay?
Yes.
It looks so nice. It looks so nice. And I think this guy's putting his all into it. Okay? I do feel as though this guy's going to put his all into it, darling. I do really feel as though you're going to be really overjoyed with it. I really feel as though you're going to be overjoyed with this design, sweetheart. Okay.
Will it be completed by August or September?
I should think so because it's a good design, but I feel as though it's a simple design as well. Okay, with no flaws in it. Okay, with completely no flaws in it. All right.
Oh, great.
I do feel as though, honestly, it's going to be a really good design for you. You are going to be impressed with it. Okay.
Now, do you see a relationship coming in for me as well?
I was just going to get on to that. I've been told that you've got a gentleman figure coming into your life.
Okay.
To that because sweetheart, would you understand a very special gentleman in spirit, please?
Oh yes, several, yes.
Okay. I feel as though it could be one of three. I feel as though it could be a grandfather figure, an uncle figure, or a father figure, and maybe a brother figure as well. Would you understand any of them, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's a male figure with you and he's saying, I'm always going to be there for you. I understand what you think you've been doing is on the right path, but I'm going to guide you to the right path. Would you understand what he means by that?
No, I feel like I've always been on the right path. It's just I haven't been on the path that leads me to the gentleman that I'm looking for.
That's probably why we're saying he's just said what he has done. Okay. Because he feels as though there's a guy coming into your life that's going to be a very good guy for you. Okay. He understands that you're going to be very, very nervous with this guy because he feels as though nervousness is a thing. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do I feel like it's a brother figure or someone you used to class as a brother? Because I feel as though it's coming over with a brotherly love. Would you understand that, please?
No, I don't.
Okay. It could be, I don't know, it could be somebody that you've probably not seen for a very long time or you've not heard of. Would you understand the best friend in spirit, please, that was a male figure?
Yes, uh-huh.
Right, this is where it's coming from then. this is where it's coming from. This is why he's, it feels as though he's talking to me in a very brotherly sort of loving way, okay? I do feel as though this guy was taken, I do feel as though this guy was taken tragically as well. Would you understand that, please?
Tragically? Well, it was an illness that came on suddenly, I guess.
Right, okay. So it is in mindset then. It is a tragedy. Okay.
Right.
Okay. It's him that's with you. It's him that's with you. Okay. This is why he's just said to me, you'll never get anybody as good as I was. Would you understand that? He's laughing as he's saying it. He's laughing as he's saying it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, he wants to find you. He wants to guide you down the right path for the right male. Right male figure. Okay. This is what he's saying. All right. He's saying, I've been with her from day one, but I don't think she's realized I was there. Okay. I think it's from the day that he passed. I feel as though he's been with you. Okay.
Okay.
He's saying to me, he says, this is what I meant when I said I'm going to guide her down the right path. When you said that you was talking about you don't think you're on the right path for the male sort of finding the right guy for you. Okay, this is what he was talking about. He said he's going to put you on the right path to find the right guy for you. Okay, he's there, he's giving you the inspiration that you need. He's there, he's helping you through with what you are. And he says he's there and he's helping you through there's some decisions that you've got to make as well. Would you understand that, please?
And not at the moment.
Okay. There will be some.
Does he get a time frame for this gentleman coming in?
No, he says, I don't get a time frame, but I'm still finding the right one. Okay. He says, Spirit doesn't have a time frame, sweetheart, at all. They will just, when it happens, it happens. I do feel maybe possibly towards the end of the year. Okay. But you've not got to find love. Let love find you.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. This is what I'm being told to tell you as well. All right. But with everything to do with the design project, I do honestly feel as though it's going to come across, darling. And I do feel as though it's going to work out to your advantage. Okay? Okay. So thank you for calling in. And I hope everything does work out for you, darling. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Valerie. Right. Now, we're going to take another little break. Corku's building up nicely, and we're into the second hour. Before we move on, I want to say something that's been on my mind now for quite a while. There are people that call in periodically and, you know, you'll see a name in the court queue that you haven't seen or heard of in a while. Now, what's just come to my mind is it would be nice to get some feedback because we don't get a lot of feedback. But there is a Facebook page and there is a comments box on the show page, but nobody ever uses it. But it'd be lovely to get some feedback on how long have you been calling in, how well do you know the readers, and how well do you know me, for instance, you know, and how good a friend are we, how well do you know me, that type of thing, yeah, and how well do we know each other, because, you know, over time, there's so many people that call into the show here that people have the same names, for instance, and you can't remember who they are, where they are, and it gets to that stage where, like, yes, okay, you know me, but do I know you? you know, and we're all getting a little older now. That's my excuse. Okay, Call Q's doing quite well now, and we've got enough people to get through the second hour, and we're going to do that now. So, we're going to be Tina back online. We should be with line six, it doesn't seem right. I'm sure we've missed the line five somewhere there, but they've called off. Okay, line six then, Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, Miss Tina. Thank you, Ken. Please support the network. Miss Tina is so accurate and so light. You care so much. Miss Veronica, Miss Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Carry on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. I have a situation at the job that I'm in right now, and I'd like to know if this person by the letter of D, his name is David, or
yeah.
The other person, B with B as in boy, Ben, B is, I'd like to know if they were the ones to say something negative of me, or was it the females that I'm thinking about, and I want to know if do I see the outcome? I'm winning. I mean, are they going to be reprimanded? What? I'm a little situation there.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of shock.
Veronica, I feel as though you've been bullied at work. Would that make sense, Veronica? Hello.
What are you doing, Veronica? You've done it again. Oh, no. Come on. Give me a break. Done it again. Press the wrong button again as I'm yourself up again. Okay, Veronica.
I'm sorry, the location. I had to get another phone. Can you please help me? Tell me, please. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Okay. I feel as though you've been bullied at work. Would that make sense?
True.
Okay. These people that are bullying you, Veronica, shouldn't be bullying you, okay, because you're all there to do the same job, all right? Some people, I feel as though, these people, I feel as though they think they're better than anybody else in the workplace. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though, have you reported, you must have reported this, Veronica.
Yes.
For the action to be taken. I do feel as though they're going to get reprimanded for it. And I do feel as though there's going to be maybe one of them lose their job because I feel as though there's a ringleader as well. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why do I feel as though it's all about race?
True.
I feel as though it's all about race, darling. I really feel as though it's all about race. Okay. These people shouldn't be as racist as they are, all right, because it's not right. They've been taught within the workplace that they shouldn't be racist like they are doing. They shouldn't be bullies like they are doing. They're breaking some sort of code of conduct. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay.
Did the gentleman, David or Ben, have something to do with this? And I'm sorry, I have to know this.
No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. I do feel as though he's not. I feel as though there's somewhat a bit of jealousy going on.
The females.
Somewhat. Yeah, I do feel somewhat bit of jealousy going on. I feel as though these two gentlemen have been talking to you, okay? I feel as though there's been eyes in the background being jealous. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, sir.
Right. Veronica, would you understand you've reported this to senior superiors, please?
I did.
Right, okay. And I do feel as though you've had a heartfelt conversation with one of the superiors. Would you understand that, please?
True.
Okay. I honestly see that some sort of action is going to be taken, darling. I honestly do. That's about as far as what I can give you. I do feel as though it's going to be taken further. All right. What I need you to do as well is keep a log of any more bullying, and if you write it all down, where the bullying is, what they've said, and what time they've said it, okay, it needs to be kept on a log, darling, because I feel as though it's not just been one-off bullying, I feel as though it's been persistent. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You need to keep a log of it, darling. You need to really keep a log of it. To be honest, either that or stand under some sort of CCTV, because I feel as though you've got CCTV around you as well. Do you understand that, please?
Big time.
Okay. There's some parts that, yeah, I'm not encouraging this, but there's some parts of it you've got to play them at their own game. Okay. I do feel as though some parts you've got to play them at their own game, darling. All right, because for it to be actually proven as well, you've got to have video evidence and you've got to have them logs. I understand that you're writing them down now, but you've got to go into more detail with why you're writing them down and what's happening. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel at some point, though, you're full of regret as well. Would you understand that?
True.
Okay. Because I do feel as though they want to try... try and, I don't know, I feel as though they want to try and belittle you, darling. I feel as though they want to try and make you below the food chain. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because you don't want to let them, okay? Please don't let them do that to you. Okay, please don't let them do that to you.
I've been asked to leave for 2 weeks because it's under their checking. So do I end up winning?
I do feel as though you need to wait. Don't give in to what they want you to do, sweetheart. Don't give in to them and make you leave, okay? Don't let them make you leave, sweetheart, all right? Just give me 2 seconds a minute. Dan, the dog cats are coming out. Sorry, my front door's open and my cat's going to whistle. They want you to feel intimidated. Okay. You've got a strong lady presence behind you, giving you the power to will to make you what you have to do, darling. Okay. They're giving you the willpower to do what you have to do. They're giving you the strength to carry on with what you have to do as well. Okay. They're trying to give you the strength with doing what you have to do as well. Okay, darling. They want you to know that they are there for you. All right. The spirit lady that's with you is there for you as well. All right. They understand the struggles that you're going through. I feel as though it's a grandmother figure, Veronica, that's with you. Would you understand the grandmother spirit, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I feel as though she was a very strong, powerful lady when she was on the earth plane. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's her that's behind you, sweetheart. It's her that's behind you. Okay. Please don't give in. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Don't give in and don't feel as though you're the weak side of the bunch because you're not, okay? You're the strong side of the bunch. All right, darling? Okay? She don't want you getting upset. Please don't get upset, darling, okay? Please don't get upset. Things are going to work out and people are going to be sorted out as well, okay? So please don't get upset. This is not what she wants.
Okay.
All right? This is not what she wants. She doesn't want you getting upset.
Okay. Okay. I'm not. I'm taking it calm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Okay. Do you want to ask another question? Because I feel that you've got another question.
Yeah. I want to know. They're going to be reprimanded?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel very calm. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye, darling.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Veronica. Very much. Righty-o. Oh, there she is. Righty. Okay. Let's see where we're going. No, we've lost a couple by the look of it. Okay. That was 6 and 7 disappeared. 5 and 7's disappeared. Okay. Jennifer.
Hi.
Good evening, Jennifer. How can I help?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Excellent. Actually, not so excellent. I have to go. I'm feeling really sick all of a sudden. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
What? Oh, I just have to go. Okay. Okay. So that's, okay. Right, so we're going to go through to the next call then. We'll come back to that one if they decide to call back in. What a shame. Okay, right, Catherine.
Catherine, how can I help? Hi. I would like to hear from my mom or grandmother on that side. Anything
okay.
they have to say about my mom's dad, about my about grandfather. I don't know anything about.
Okay. Catherine, would you understand the question surrounding a death, please?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's questions surrounding a death around you. All right, darling. There's a male figure around you, and there's two lady figures around you as well. Okay. I do feel as though one of them is your mum.
Mm-hmm.
I feel another one is a grandmother. They're saying to me, there's things that you don't need to worry about. Would you understand that, please?
About my question or about something completely different?
About something completely different.
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay, the things around you you don't need to worry about because things are going to be handled. Okay,
great.
This is what I've been told to tell you. Okay. There is a mother figure here with me. She's saying something about, I'm so sorry that it wasn't meant to happen. Would you understand what she means by that, please?
No, I don't. Okay.
Okay. She's very, very apologetic. I don't know why she's apologetic, but she's very apologetic, darling. All right?
Hmm.
Because I feel as though there was something around her. I feel as though there might have been a big confrontation around her before she passed. Would you understand anything like that, please?
No. Not with my mom passing. Something
okay.
about my dad passing kind of created some drama, but from my mom,
yeah,
nothing.
Would you understand there's still questions surrounding your dad's passing or surrounding the treatment of your dad when he was here?
No, it was all, everything was fine.
Okay.
But the person, there is a question about, is my aunt. There is someone else there that...
Right, okay. Because
the other woman, the other woman with my mom is usually my aunt.
Right, okay. All right. This is why they're saying there's questions surrounding somebody's passing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why they're saying about the question. All right. Okay. There is some questions around somebody's passing about treatments and how and why they passed so suddenly. Would you understand that?
Not really.
Okay. They've just said to me, you need to ask the questions. I don't know what the questions are, but you need to ask the questions, or somebody needs to ask the questions. Okay. Because they feel as though there's questions being asked about something that's gone missing, or there's something that's around her that's not right. Well, do you understand that?
No, not about my mom or my aunt.
No, about your aunt.
Oh.
Okay. This is about your aunt. All right, darling.
Okay.
I feel as though something was wrong. It wasn't picked up. Would you understand anything like that?
No.
Okay. This is the clues that the, this must be what they're trying to say. All right. Because they feel as though your aunt's treatment wasn't the right sort of treatment for her. Okay. She wants you to know that she's safe and she's okay. She's with Mum. All right, darling. But she says there's something that she's still questioning that you need to question, or somebody that needs to question something. I don't know. This is kind of a hard one, really, because she's not saying it as it is. She's just saying to me there's questions that need to be asked. All right? Because I feel as though your aunt's been passed very long. All right? I'd say within maybe the last 2 to 4 years that your aunt's been gone. Would that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But there's still somebody that's very, very angry over the passing of your aunt. Would you understand that, please?
Probably my cousin, her son.
She's saying, telling there's no need for all this anger. I'm safe. Okay? I'm safe. I'm watching over you. You've got to tell him that she's watching over him.
Okay.
She wants you to know she's not in a lot of pain now and things went okay for her. I don't understand what she means by that, but I've got to tell you she's not in a lot of pain now and things went okay for her. Would you understand why she's saying that?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying, please, please, please tell them not to fight. I don't know who she's saying not to fight, but you've got to tell them they've got to stop fighting. Would you understand why she's saying that, please?
Yeah, sounds like a different family, though. Doesn't sound like her kids.
Right, okay. She's saying there's nothing to fight over. She doesn't understand why they're fighting. Okay. She doesn't understand why they're fighting because there's nothing to fight over, she's saying. Okay, I don't understand what she means by that, but maybe you will. She's saying everything's sorted, everything is as it should have been or as it should be, okay, but she doesn't like the fact that her children are fighting all the time. There's been a big confrontation just lately, she said, that she's not liked what. Would you understand what that confrontation is?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not too sure.
She feels as though that the family has gone into disarray. She feels as though the family's not has completely fell apart since her passing. Would you understand that?
No. All of this is about. Not her. This is about my dad passing. So that's
right.
Why I'm confused. All of it, maybe she's talking about my dad's passing and not her passing.
All right, okay. She's saying dad's at peace. Dad's at peace now. Dad's at peace now. And she doesn't understand what's going on. She doesn't understand why everything is like it is now. Would you understand what she means by that, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. It has got to stop. She's saying it's got to stop.
Yeah.
It has to stop.
I'm not the one. My sibling is creating drama, not me. So I'm not the one.
She's saying it's got to stop. It has to stop. Nothing is going to change the fact that he's gone. Nothing is going to change the fact. Nothing's going to bring him back. Okay? Because I do feel as though someone's blaming somebody else for his passing. Would you understand that?
No. No one's blaming anybody for passing.
Or there's somebody feeling guilty. Or there's somebody that's feeling not so good about it, all right? But with where your aunt's concerned, she's at peace as well, sweetheart. all right. She's not very happy, obviously, with what's going on around the family. I feel as though this lady was the oldest of the family. Would you understand that just quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. Okay. Let's see where we are. Okay. Stacey.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Stacey. How can I help you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
How can I help, darling, please?
Hey, I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to the family relations right now?
The family relations. I feel as though there's a bit of conflict, or there's a bit of fighting going on. Would you understand that?
Not fighting, but...
I feel as though there's something going on within the family. Okay. You've got a lady figure with you. It's either a grandmother or a mother figure, maybe an auntie figure.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand them?
I guess, yes.
Okay. Would you understand a grandmother figure, darling, please?
Yes.
Because I do feel as though it's a grandmother figure. She just said to me, you've got to tell them I'm at peace and why they're doing what they're doing. Okay. I don't understand what it is regards to family relations that your question's about. But she's saying there's some bit of animosity. Would you understand that?
I wouldn't say animosity. It's just everybody has different things going on, but...
Yeah. I don't feel as though the family is as close as it used to be. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. You all need to get together because I feel as though there's some people that need to talk about something. I feel as though there's a lot of closed up emotion. Would you understand that?
It's a possibility, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I know everybody's got their own thing to do, but I think it's some people trying to just keep the mind occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's somebody around you that's not come to terms with someone's death. Would you understand that?
No. It has not come to terms with someone's death?
Yeah. There's somebody around you that's angry.
Possibility. I don't know right now.
Okay. Would you understand that you've been feeling quite low in yourself?
Now and again.
Yeah. This lady figure says she's there and she's going to help you with it. Because she feels as though something that you've got closed up. Would you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said there's some sort of emotion inside of you that you need to release. Okay. She wants you to understand that she's there for you. She wants you to know that she's going to help you with something that you've got to make a decision on. Would you understand that, please?
Uh-huh.
Okay. She said she's going to be there and she's going to help you make this decision. Okay. But at the end of the day, it's totally your choice of what you want to do. Would you understand what she's saying?
Yeah, I just don't know which one just yet.
Okay. She's saying, please, 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 make, think about what you're doing before you make a decision. She said, you've got to think about past issues that you've had. Would you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is why she's encouraging you to think about what you want to do before you do actually make a decision. Okay.
Okay.
Would you understand that you're thinking about a move, darling, please?
Yes.
Okay, because she's showing me a set of keys. You're looking around for some properties that's going to suit you.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that you're thinking about a new career move as well?
Definitely.
Okay. She's going to help you with that, but she says it's got to be something that you know you're going to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She says she's going to be around you and help you make the choices that you want to do, but she can't interfere in your free will. She wants you to know, but she's going to be there and give you some ideas.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So she's understanding of what a struggle you've got ongoing at the minute. All right. But she says, don't worry about the family relations, sweetheart. It will sort itself out.
Okay.
All right. She's going to sort itself out with a little help. Okay.
Mhm.
So you've got to concentrate on what you've got to do best and what you want to do with yourself. Okay.
Okay.
She says, put yourself first before anybody else. Well, do you understand why she's saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. She says to me, you care more about others than you do about yourself, but it's time you need to change that.
I am learning to do that.
Right, okay. Because this is what she wants, all right? She says she's going to be giving you healing. She's going to send healing down to you. Well, do you understand why?
Yeah.
Okay. She says she loves you to pieces, sweetheart, and she needs you to know that she's going to be there. But you need to also open yourself up a little bit more to let her near you.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. She also wants you to know and understand that she's going to make the right choices for you. She's going to lead you down the right path. And she's going to give you the inspiration to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So please, please, please start thinking about yourself and stop worrying about others, okay? And you've got to sort yourself out before you sort anybody else out, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. But she is going to be there with you and help you down the right path, darling, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey. Right then. Okay. That's our last call there for this show then, ladies and gents, because I'm looking at 15 minutes left on the clock. If you were out there and you were able to call during the last two readings, then you should have done so, because what we're going to do now is we're going to say goodnight to Tina, because Tina is struggling this evening, and you may have heard Tina say earlier on that she felt a sore throat coming on. So we're going to get out of here while we can. If you call now, I defy you. Because we're going to play out now for this one. There is no show tomorrow evening, do remember. We're trying to sort out people for the odd days, but nothing's happening just yet. And, you know, I'm sure it will take off. Maybe so. But, you know, this COVID's really got to people, hasn't it? You know, it's a lot of people that used to do things that don't want to do things anymore. And, you know, it's affected people in different ways. It really has. And so towards the end of the month, we're hoping to get more people that have said that they're very busy at the moment, and they will come and do some shows with us towards the end of the month, which is the end of the month now, but the end of which month, I'm not sure. Maybe next one. But we'll see, because all I can do is ask, and whether they come forward or not is entirely their business. So we're going to finish up for this one then, as we said there. So I'll bring Tina back on the mic to say good times of the day to you all. And we'll meet you all again on Wednesday. All been well.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Tina.
Okay. Tina back with us on Wednesday evening then. All been well, ladies and gents. So Tina taking time to rest her voice now. And we'll do it all again Wednesday, hopefully. I must apologise there for no Sunday show. We had to pull the plug on Sunday show last night because we want to send all the best out to Kelly. Kelly actually broke a tooth. Not a nice thing to happen at all. And I don't know whether she had a fall or what happened, but she broke a tooth and was in a lot of pain, so she was unable to be with us. So, okay. But has said that she'll be back there on the 13th of June now, after, because it's got to do the first Sunday of the month does church, and then the second Sunday of the month is back with us here. So 13th of June now will be the next one. Okay. So let's see if we can find something to play out with. What we got for you? What we got for you? Alrighty. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's do this one.